listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
December the 2nd, 2017. This is Captain Fred. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network today. We're going to discuss things that aren't discussed today, and we're going to talk about cannabis, CBD, weed, whatever you want to call it. Mark Twain used to get a lot of different kinds of medical advice, and I think he was pretty accurate when he said that all schools and all colleges have two great functions, to confer and to conceal valuable knowledge. The theological knowledge which they conceal cannot justly be regarded as less valuable than that which is revealed. And that's the question that we're trying to answer today, is what are they concealing? And I'd like to illustrate some of this with a clip from our Surgeon General. Sam, go ahead and play that first clip for us.
Mr. Surgeon General, while we have you here, I want to get you on the record about whether you support the legalization of marijuana and what concerns do you have?
Well, marijuana is an interesting story that's unfolding in our country right now. And we have, you know, had a long history of discussion around the benefits and risks of marijuana. We have experiments that are going on in many states right now where medical marijuana has been legalized, and in at least a few states where it has been legalized even for recreational use.
We know all of that. We want to know your position, Mr. Surgeon General, with all due respect.
Yes, well, my position is that we have to see what the science tells us about the efficacy of marijuana. And I think we're going to get a lot more data on that. We have some preliminary data showing that for certain medical conditions and symptoms, that marijuana can be helpful. So I think that we have to use that data to drive policymaking. And I'm very interested to see where that data takes us.
Dr. Vivek Murthy, we thank you for doing your first live interview with us here on CBS. Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Now, that was our paid employee, the Surgeon General, saying that basically he doesn't really have an opinion about what we're going to discuss today. He said that the experiments are happening now in the states that's legalized it. In other words, this is a farm product that has been made illegal for the last 80 years, and now we're trying to pay attention to it to see what we've cut out for the last 80 years. I'd like to bring on one of my frequent guests and probably the most knowledgeable person that I've ever met about CBD. He's a farmer in Alamosa, Colorado. He's been growing hemp for, I think, 7 years, hemp, and I'm not sure if you're growing cannabis or marijuana. But Jimbo, what's the best way to produce CBD or cannabis oil? I mean, we've talked about a lot of things before, and there's an argument about oil from seed, oil from hemp, oil from marijuana. What do you think? You grow it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, it's, I know we've discussed this before, like with marijuana, you know, the CBDs ain't really high in marijuana, but certain strains of hemp it is. Now, you know, when we first started this, and actually we started back in 2014, when they first legalized it here in Colorado. We grew industrial hemp the first year. And when we had that tested in leaf form, it was only 1.75% CBDs. Now you know we have a strain that we're growing that is up to 10 and 15% CBDs. And, you know, the feedback that we got from people when we were doing the industrial and you know, infusing it into our lotions, it was pretty amazing compared to, you know, the higher strains of CBD we have now. So, you know, I always wonder, is more better, you know? But it's pretty, either way, it's incredible, and it doesn't take a whole lot of a CBD mix to notice a difference, you know, just because of we just haven't had it in our system for so long, you know? So we're waking up receptors that haven't been woke up, you know, and it's really is amazing.
Is it better to grow a CBD dominant cannabis strain with very little THC? Is it a better medicine than cannabis strains with 50-50 CBD THC? Some of those new hybrid strains are 50-50 now, aren't they?
Yeah, and I do like to mix, and it's all what you're looking to treat. You know, it's just like with any modern medicines, you know, it's different stuff treats different things. But, you know, we have found that if you're just looking for a balance, you have some aches and pains, no big issues, you're working every day, you know, an infused, like we do an olive oil supplement is fine. Now, if you have more things going on in your body, cancer, severe pain, then when you start extracting with alcohol, you do want more THC into it because it does seem to help with the killing of pain and the helping with the treatments of cancers and stuff. It really does.
Our listeners are probably ahead of the game quite a bit because, of course, you know, they're free-minded people, and yes. what we're trying to do is to liberate ourselves from the tyranny of the medical industrial complex that's really grabbed most of the industrialized medicine in the United States. I mean, for any government to not allow an herb that's been used for millions of years to not be used to soothe our pains, to help our bodies, it's criminal. And I'm really a big proponent to see if we can put some of these people that perpetrate this illegal, odious law. I'd like to see some of these people put in jail for it myself, but I don't think that'll ever happen. Well, there's too much money involved, and the wheels of government probably are going to take several generations to make this change happen eventually. But right now, it's like the Surgeon General said, the Surgeon General is just sitting back waiting for us to show them the way on this. And there's people like you, Jim, that are working with people to help their pains. You know, you've told me some really amazing stories. Last week you said that there was a father or a family that had brought a little girl to you before. Can you repeat that for the audience?
Yeah, we've actually have a little girl, younger girl, who in 2010 was diagnosed with epilepsy. I had talked to her mother, and actually, when we first started this treatment, and all we're doing is an infused olive oil with her, that there's no THC, there's nothing. She started this back in July, and she wrote a little testimony on our website the other night, and it had me in tears, and I just want to read it here real quick if I could, but She headlined it as, "It's giving my little girl back. It's giving us my little girl back." is my daughter was diagnosed with epilepsy in 2010. It just hit us like a ton of bricks one day. She has had up to 30 to 40 seizures a day. She would stop breathing and require us to go to the hospital. We spent close to 3 months at one point in the hospital at a time. No one could tell me what was happening. She was on numerous medications with all the side effects, but still having the seizures. I have been giving her the infused olive oil capsule since mid-July, and it is a vast improvement. I cannot begin to describe the feeling our family has had since then. I have my little girl back. And just reading that, just you can hear it in my voice. It's just incredible.
I know. Well, you know, Jim, I've witnessed some of the people that come and have tried your lotions and seen the immediate response from people like that. But there's still so much misunderstanding about what CBD is and where it comes from in the cannabis plant. And there is a lot more research that's necessary, but I think it's research on the level of the farmer like yourself, because now it's like I know that you've experimented with different strains, and now that you have you're beginning to, I guess, understand more that you don't know about this. Is growing CBD rich strains, is that any different than growing THC dominant strains? Or,
well, the thing with what I'm doing with my CBD is I just water it. I never put any fertilizer on it. I just use a basic soil with some nutrients in it, and it will get me through the whole grow. Now, with people when they grow their medical marijuana, you can grow it and just water it, but it's going to be like feeding a kid sugar all his life. It's going to be limp. You know, no muscle or nothing. So when you feed the nutrients to a medical marijuana plant, you want to get them buds big and fat and get the most potential THC out of it as you can. And you can't do that by just watering. So that's no. Where the difference does come in.
But it's not that easy. Do you have any resource books or anything people can read if they decide that they want to try to grow their own cannabis?
Well, you know, just Google, you know, I just use a basic NutriGrow out of Canada. And, you know, you don't have to use anything fancy. And just follow it. It's like a couple milliliters per gallon of water, you know, and just do that every couple days. And, you know, I usually take and flush my plants a couple days for every 2 weeks on my medical grow. So you just kind of...
Wait a second. What do you mean flush your plants?
I flush them with just pure water and don't put any fertilizer in it, because you get the buildup, you know, on the roots and everything, and you don't want to get a root lock up from too much fertilizer. So it's really good every few weeks just to a couple times to flush them with water, like, you know, just water them like in 2 weeks with just plain water, and then a couple days later I would do it again, or maybe mix your fertilizer just a little less, just to kind of flush some of that out of the soil and revive the plant a little bit, you know. But it seems to work out wonderfully.
You know, you've been using an olive oil base to dilute your CBD for the stuff that you ship across the states, and it has absolutely, probably, it could be said that it has absolutely no THC, but is there any way that when people are eating or using your CBD that they can test positive for THC? I mean, a lot of people are concerned about that, because the government is not like the Bible. The Bible says you've got to work or you'll starve. The government says you've got to work or you have to obey or starve. So, you know... What do you think about that?
What was that again? Say that again. What was the question?
Well, is there? I think I've lost my place on that question.
I'm sorry.
Will you flunk a drug test? I mean, if you're
okay,
eating
no.
this.
If no, no, and you know what, we send people down They take two capsules a day for like 6 weeks, and we send them down for a DOT drug test to people that are actually infusing our olive oil infused capsules, and nobody has flunked a test. And actually, I just had a guy, we're doing the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Bazaar, this Christmas Bazaar this weekend, and they accept us in here, and a guy came up to me here at the bazaar that had bought product from us last year and has been buying online, and he just came back from Mexico, and he had the olive oil and the lotion with him, and he says they pulled that out and put the dogs on it, and they didn't even hit on it. He said, so... you're definitely good to go. And I said, you know what? That's priceless information. So I appreciate that. Huh. So that just kind of tells you that we definitely do not have any THC in our products. So.
Well, you got a little bit. I mean, it's impossible to grow any kind of cannabis without having some psychoactive material in it, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I mean, yeah, well, we're at 0.19%, but by the time you mix it in and dilute it, there's like nothing there, you know. And my main concern was, you know, I just take an olive oil base and put the leaf and the bud of the CBD plant into it, and I make all the products from that. Well, our lotion actually is a fragrance-free, which you know, but it has the smell of the plant, and it just surprises me that it doesn't get hit on, but, you know, that's just good information to know that you would never know. But we have never had an issue, and a lot of the reasons we do a 2-ounce bottle here at the markets in Colorado is because you can't fly with anything more than that, and we've never had an issue with anybody. I mean, no one's even been harassed that I know of. I'm sure I would get that phone call, so, but we're good to go.
Well, you know, Jim, there is the argument for the whole plant symbology of all the ingredients of the plant. And a lot of people think, mm-hmm. and I'm one of them too, that believe that the THC is an important ingredient and that the marijuana plant or the indica plant especially with the new hybrids that have as much CBD as they do, I think those things are more effective for a lot of people suffering pain than just the pure indica or just using the pure CBD, isn't it? But you can't ship that, and the only way you can get that is by getting it in Colorado, California.
Yeah,
Colorado requires testing and. You do testing for every product that you make, but there's one thing that's interesting that most people will agree that it's very important to know your source from your material, and that's one reason why I like using your product, because I've seen you grow it. I've seen the plants. I know that it's not coming from China, and it's not a seed-based CBD. It's really a high-quality plant material CBD, and that if you don't know who you're getting your CBD from and are assured that it is of the quality that you'd like, whole plant quality, how do you protect yourself from that? I mean, there's a lot of different companies now that are hitting the market with CBD products because it's getting really popular. How to do that?
Well, you know, it's like we talked before. You can go in any of these shops around here, and I guarantee 99% of them are selling CBD products, but they couldn't tell you what's in it. You know, they're getting it. They're just the middleman. But if you cannot see testing on anything that you're ingesting, why would you want to do it, especially with it's new? I mean, there's a lot of fakes out there right now. I think we had a caller last year got some product on your show out of California that just didn't do anything for him, and I know I had sent him some of our product, and I remember him calling back and saying it was a wonderful thing. And, you know, I do get a lot of calls from people that listen to your show, and I do love that. I love getting personal with everybody, and you know as well on our website that they won't accept us for taking credit cards because of what we do is high risk. And so it's kind of nice because if people don't send us a check, the majority of people are calling me and placing orders and giving me info. But I love that I talk to everybody.
Well, the beauty of the recreational marijuana laws in Colorado is that basically it makes it legal for out-of-staters to come to the state to try treatments. And you know, you got to admit that it takes a while to set up residency, and the advantages for a medical card in Colorado are really advantages for the people that live in Colorado. But, you know, Jimbo, what's the name of your business and how do you get a hold of you?
We are Green Acres Hemp Farm. You can either go to greenacreshempfarm.com and you can check out our website, all our testimonials. We have all our testing on there. Or you can give me a call personally. Even if you don't want to order, you can call and just talk to me, ask me some questions. And that's at area code 941-782-7307.
That's good. And if you'd like to call today, too, the number here at RBN is 1-800-313-9443. And I think we're probably getting ready to go to break pretty soon right now. But if you'd like to call in and ask Jimbo a question, I know that sometimes most people wait to hear what they want to hear out of our conversations. But we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or $100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
If the benefits of CBD are obvious and are becoming obvious, Jim, how can we participate? I know that there's a Project CBD going on right now, and I know that you try to talk to the people that buy your product. But if someone does want to participate that is using CBD and wants to contribute to the database, there is a website that you can go to called Project CBD. And in that, there's a patient survey that you can go through a questionnaire of the things that has affected you with CBD. Jim, you know, do you think that most people are using it topically, or do you think that it's one of these things where you eat it and you rub it on and use it wherever you can, or how do you absorb CBD?
Well, when you put lotion on your skin, it only goes to the muscle. And if you were to use THC, and put on your skin. It would only go to the muscle unless you did get it in a cut, and then you do have that, you know, if you're doing it all the time, it would probably build up in your system. But CBD, it's just, I don't know, it's wonderful that, I don't know. I got sidetracked here. I'm at this bazaar here, and I know you're trying to talk to me.
You're at work right now.
I'm losing track. Yeah, but if you, like I said, it won't get through your muscle. But you know, when they do pain patches and stuff like nicotine patches, they got a chemical in there that gets it into your bloodstream. So. Mm-hmm. But I know people that do it internally that are doing their lotion say that after a week or so that the pain is going away enough to where they're not using the lotion as much. So
I found that your olive oil is probably one of the highest CBD for the price to be that is legal to be able to ship. And for me, it soothes my intestinal tract. I have psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. It just makes me feel like I can go on sometimes. But
it's tolerable. You know, it will make it very tolerable, and it's very wonderful. So
they say that it's soothes the neural system is the best description I've heard of what CBD actually does. And the fact mm-hmm. that it works topically as well as it does internally is pretty amazing too. But people are interested in trying these things, and even mm-hmm. the Surgeon General they don't really know what to do about it right now because their hands are tied by pharmaceutical and by laws. But the states like Colorado, California now. Washington, Oregon are labs for this, and we do need to try to participate in any kind of information gathering project like Project CBD is the one that I'm aware of now that is trying to compile a database of how these CBD affects patients or people that have used it for different particular applications. You're at the what church did you say you were at now?
I'm at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church here in Alamosa, Colorado.
What kind of people are you meeting there that are interested in using your product?
Our client base is pretty much people 50 and older, and it's really wonderful that they open up their doors to us and let us come in here and you know, we have people, this is our third year doing it, and every time we get here, there's always the vendors coming up to us that go to the church here, and they're, like, getting our products. And but it's mostly older folks here, but that's good for us, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the people that are in the pain, and we're trying to help.
Jimbo, I sure appreciate you coming on today with me. That's Green Acres Hemp Farm.com. Go to them or give them a call. Thanks a lot, Jimbo. We'll talk to you next week or next time.
Hey. All right, Fred.
This is Captain Fred.
We'll
be back in a few minutes here. This is Captain Fred.
Out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping including the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Said that no matter how healthy a man's morals may be when he enters the White House, he comes out again with a pockmarked soul. Today, we're going to discuss a little bit more about politics with Captain Chris, a former government employee, I guess you might call him. Chris, What's going on now in politics? I don't watch television, so I'm not really aware of what's happening. I know there's a lot of curious stuff going on with the FBI. What do you know about it?
Well, are you talking about the Lynch prosecution?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. What's interesting going on right now?
Well, what has happened? The word is that the former and the national security advisor, kind of in waiting, this guy Lynch, has entered a plea for a violation of 1001. That's a violation of Title 18 of the United States Code. That's basically lying to the FBI.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Chris. You said his name was Lynch, or is it Flynn?
I'm Flynn. I'm Michael Flynn. I'm sorry.
I was getting a little confused about that.
Yeah, Michael Flynn. He was a former national security advisor. And he was charged with, national security advisor in kind of like in waiting, I think. But what happened is that he had a telephone conversation with a Russian ambassador, Sergei. And I'm going to murder this guy, this Russian's last name. I think it's Kilyasek or something like that. But anyway, he was the Russian ambassador. And he, meaning Flynn, had a telephone conversation with him on the day that the Obama administration had announced some sanctions against the Russians for kind of meddling in the U.S. election. Now, I, for the life of me, can't even figure out what all that meddling in the election means. I have no idea what they're talking about. And, but the idea was that the telephone conversation that Michael Flynn had suggested to the Russian ambassador that the Russians not escalate the situation in response or involving these sanctions. So, when the FBI, who was undoubtedly, and I'm going to say wiretapping, but they were listening to telephone conversations of the ambassador, and thereby Flynn as well, under probably under a FISA warrant. What happens is the security agencies can monitor foreign conversations and get authority to listen to even domestic conversations if they involve certain classes of kind of people, such as like an ambassador, the Russian ambassador. And they undoubtedly picked up Michael Flynn's conversation, and then they went and questioned him about it. It's really kind of curious. You know, I mean, if you know what the guy said, why are you asking him about it? But I'm going to just go right past that.
I never thought about that. Why do they bother asking? They know what he said.
Yeah, they got a recording of it. But hey, let's just skip that. So what you get in all of this is that he lies about it, and then there's a wonderment about why he's lying. So what happens is he gets prosecuted for that and a number of other statements he made to the FBI, sort of like Martha Stewart. Everybody thinks she went to the joint because of insider trading. No, she went to the joint because she lied to the FBI about matters under investigation. That's what the 1001 violation is. What I understand about this is that there's probably nothing improper about the conversation that Flynn had with the Russian ambassador. They would have charged him with that. So I'm not really sure that there's an underlying problem with the conversation. That's one.
Right.
And because there's no problem with the underlying conversation, I'm wondering what Trump's liability is about this. Because I think one of the news media, I forget which one it was, had printed a story suggesting that Trump was really in deep doo-doo because of this guilty plea by Flynn. The question that I've gotten all of this stuff here is, I don't see why it's illegal for the National Security Advisor on the telephone to the president of Taiwan early on. It might have even been before he was sworn in. There was some issue about him making contact with the Taiwanese, which really is at odds with the various administrations, because who do we recognize as China?
Right.
You know, the People's Republic or the Republic of Taiwan, all that kind of stuff. So I don't think that there's really any problem with Trump or anyone in his designation talking to a foreign official. So I don't know why they're looking at Flynn about this conversation in the first place.
Yeah, who's the FBI working for anyway?
Well, you know, that brings all of this to under the microscope, doesn't it? I mean, you know, the concern that I've got is I still don't understand what this Russian collusion is. I just don't get it. What is it that they claim that the Russians did? Now, the best thing that you can possibly raise, in my opinion, if you're somebody who's claiming Russian collusion, is to suggest that the DNC emails, the Democratic National Committee email, that were released by WikiLeaks were actually hacked by the Russian government. And somehow, the Russian government was releasing these in an effort to defeat Hillary Clinton because they wanted Donald Trump to be the president. And that's why they did it. And in some way, you see, the Trump administration got on board, helped, paid them, did something, colluded. I don't even know what colluding means. Got together with them to make this happen. My question is, how much easier would it have been to just acquire Hillary Clinton's emails because she didn't have the type of security on her email server that the DNC had? I mean, you know, so if they wanted to release emails to embarrass Hillary Clinton, I don't think that they had to go to the DNC to do it. So, I really don't understand this, but I don't know what the collusion is, but that may be the Russian event. Maybe they're looking at it. But that brings to my mind the question, why did the DNC refuse to let the FBI take a look at their server if there was Russian hacking? I mean, I just don't get it. But that's what all of this is.
The listeners on RBM get it. They know that our country has been hacked, that we have an odious government in a lot of ways, when Russia is helping us by exposing the graft in our election process, in my mind, they're doing us a favor, but I think it all just shows glaringly how the media is being manipulated by the powers that they sell their products on the television.
Yeah, nobody gets around to that point. You know, for years, Radio Free Europe's purpose was to circumvent Russian censorship and Soviet Russian censorship, and maybe even today's Russian censorship, and to provide accurate information about world events and what was going on around and about the Soviet Union. So our tax dollars paid for radio broadcasts that brought what the Soviet government no doubt would consider compromising information to the attention of the Russian people. So what happens is the Russians do the same thing, maybe illegally, under our laws, or maybe even under international agreements about computer security. But what they did is they told me the truth about what was going on at the Democratic Party. And what was interesting is that you always suspected it anyway.
It just
validated it, you know. But I digress. But I'm not really certain that it wasn't a disgruntled Bernie Sanders supporter who leaked rather than the Russians who had.
Well, basically what the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton did was violate the citizens of the United States' right to a fair election, wasn't it?
Well, you know, a liberal friend of mine tells me that the Democratic Party is like its own club, and you know, it's fairness, and what they do is kind of up to people who are Democrats, and it's really not a national concern, which I find to be total baloney. The thing is that I voted for Bernie Sanders in the Texas primary, Democratic primary. I'm a registered Democrat because I just so despise Hillary Clinton and stuff that she stood for. I'd always vote for anybody who wasn't her. I don't care, you know, I don't care what I got into. But the point is I was fairly convinced that my vote as a voter was being compromised, the validity of my vote, because they had rigged the debates. They had done a bunch of things and tried to gerrymander the timing and the location of debates to disadvantage Sanders. And when you go back and see what had happened, it's basically the Clinton machine had failed a bankrupt DNC out of financial difficulty, and she really got kind of operational control over the DNC. One of the first things that happens is all of those superdelegates were lobbyists. I mean, I wouldn't say all of them, most of them. But the point in all of this was all of this stuff is effectively hidden from the voter, from me. The fact that Clinton money, and I'm going to ask you, what do you mean Clinton money? It's probably, and I don't know this, but I'm guessing that who's got all that money? It sounds like contributions from the, could I say, the Clinton Foundation? I don't know where this money's coming from. I digress. She gets a hold of the operating machinery of the DNC, and other candidates are basically pushed off the trail into a bar ditch, you know, so that she wins, you know. To me, I want to know about that. I don't like the Russians breaking U.S. law. I don't think that it's appropriate or legal, and I don't like it. But, you know, if there's a whistleblower that blows the whistle on somebody who's involved in something like, if you're a liberal and it's the tobacco industry and somebody shows up and does something, you know, or it's about the NRA or something that's anti the interests of the Democratic Party, they're all for whistleblowing and disclosing information and all of that kind of stuff. It's just a great idea. But when it's their ox that gets gored, it's a big problem. You know, the Russians are meddling in our election. They were meddling in our election by saying that she had rigged it.
Buckminster Fuller said that it's easier to build a new machine than it is to fix an old one that has flaws in it. You and I have talked about this, and the point is, in our conversations, is that we believe that there are ways to fix this government, to fix this country right now. And I know that we need to get down to enumerating a few of these things. One of the things that I have to say is the primary thing that we have to do is shut the money off. We have to have a balanced budget amendment so that these people can't just print money at their desire and their will. And they need to have some term limits so they can't just live in their offices for the rest of their lives.
Need a flat tax so that Republican interests can't shade, or Democrat interests can't shade, the Internal Revenue Code provisions to favor certain groups or to favor constituents or to favor a particular source of money for them. You know, a flat tax that applies across the board disallows a preferential treatment for a congressman or a senator's supporters. And I think that's just as equally important as a balanced budget amendment. Those two things together, I think, are critical to draining the swamp, because to me it doesn't make any difference whether your alligator is a blue alligator or a red alligator. They're still alligators.
Well, you know,
they don't want that swamp drain.
They create laws that they're not subject to, and I don't like that so well. You know what I mean? I feel like a slave already. I mean, when they're up there partying and doing their thing with the stock market and are immune to prosecution for insider trading, how does that ensure confidence in our government, in our economic system? I'm just curious. Well, do you have an idea?
Well, Well, let me give you a more recent idea. You know, what happens is if I'm in a workplace, let's say I work for the Coca-Cola company, and I show up at a board meeting in my underwear, in my tidy whiteies, you know what? I'm probably going to get fired, you know? Even if I don't show up at a board meeting, let's say I'm in my office, you know, and I'm conducting discussions with my office staff, and I'm in my underwear, and the office staff is female. I'm reasonably confident that I'm not going to last really long there. The other thing is that when people start getting sued over that, you know, I get to pay for that. What happens in Washington is when Conyers shows up in his tidy whiteies, there's a settlement and the taxpayers pay for it.
All right, hang on, Chris. Hang on, Chris. This is too funny. We've got to take a small break. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network, and Captain Chris on board with us right now. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Buckminster Fuller said that war is the ultimate tool of politics. Chris, you know, there's a lot of rumbling going on about North Korea, South Korea, and Syria, and all these Middle East wars that we've had. What? How does the politics of the day play into all these little wars that we have going on right now? Do you think that they may try to create some new wars?
Well, you know, I think we're actively engaged in one, you know, that involves ISIS or more generally in Islamic terrorism. You know, those guys are at war with us. It may be an asymmetrical kind of deal. It may be a kind of like non-typical kind of battlefield and configuration as in terms of wars, but I think that is ongoing. But we do have other hotspots. And, you know, the problem is that you see the government doing. I still remember Bill Clinton launching cruise missiles at what turned out to be an infant formula factory, if I recall correctly, to keep Monica Lewinsky's mother's testimony off the front page of the
press.
But, yeah, you know, the thing, so there are political components to military behaviors and conduct and aggression and stuff. But this situation in North Korea troubles me, and I'm not somebody who thinks it's a good idea to wage war or, you know, to get involved in, you know, stuff that doesn't affect directly our national interest. But I've got some nut job who's telling me in advance that he is going to launch missiles at me. And I'm watching him develop the missiles he says he's going to launch, and I'm watching experts tell me that the payloads for these missiles are getting increasingly dangerous. So I guess that has a political component.
Yeah, but how does that play into all this graft and corruption that our government is absorbed while they're trying to cull every last extra dime they can out of our economy to enrich themselves? How do these is it all about the military-industrial complex?
Well, I think that there's any time that you have a different issue on the front page, it makes it easier for these folks to run around and steal from us. You know, so I think there's that component. And I think that war profiteering and the ability to misdirect the political dialogue. Any time that you get a conversation that goes on that absorbs the national attention, it's easier for these gangs, these soldiers, to run around in the background and do whatever that they're up to doing with a lesser degree of scrutiny. Because there's only so much time that the press has available to talk about stuff.
Yeah, well, the press, I think, is no more than just a tyranny machine. I don't think that they've been involved in any real informative process in our democratic republic for 200 years. But, Chris, you know what? This is the end of it for us today, and I sure do appreciate you calling us and being so frank with us about what's going on. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back next week.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.